So, was anyone surprised at the results of Fat Bear Week 2024?
Usually I keep up, but this year I didn't because my main source of Fat Bear Week was Twitter, and I haven't really been on Twitter, so...
Did you have any ideas for who was going to make it to the finals? Because I was hoping on Chunk.
Fat Bear Razor won. Fat Bear Week's not part of my algorithm.
Like, I was about to say, what the fuck are you talking
how
about?
How dare you not know about Fat Bear Week?
Isn't I mean, I was thinking like... Fat Bear Week was more of a possible gay bar thing.
I was about to say, it sounds like a tab in Pornhub.
It probably is, but what I
thought it was, so I was like, oh, okay, that's a thing.
Cool. I saw a single tweet about it, and I was like, don't care.
Fat Bear Week's fun.
How could you not? Look at these bears.
I got other things to do.
Not more important than Fat Bear Week.
I have to look at the Ravens. Won't take itself, okay? I have to look at all the Ravens stats.
Kelly, you have multiple screens. You could have one for Ravens and one for Fat Bear Week.
No, there's all no three excuse. Have Ravens. You don't understand. Football's more important than anything you're interested in.
Dude, my feed this year thinks I'm the biggest football fan in the world, which, you know, is fine. I'm fine with it, but it's like, just cramming Jets shit down my throat. It's like, all right. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is weird, and they fired their coach. I don't like.
So to let everybody know, Fat Bear Week is Katmai National Park up in Alaska. They have a Fat Bear Week where they track certain bears from the end of their hibernation in July, and then they see how fat they get around this time of year. And boy, you can see the before and after pictures, and they get big. There are some chunkers, and I was so excited when I found it this year, and I was like, what? Oh my God, look at them all. And it was the best thing I ever found.
Well, so this is your first year knowing about Fat Bear Week.
Yeah. And then I started looking at the history of it, and I was looking at all the fat bears from the, oh my God.
Did you read about the controversy a couple years back?
What? I did see something that came up when I Googled it, and apparently there was like some unfair voting or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. There was a stuffed ballot one year. Uh-huh. Wow. And then this year, one of the bears...
There's a stuffed ballot for a fat bear competition.
Can we just keep politics out of one thing?
Do these motherfuckers have money on this shit? Like,
if there's a game, if there's betting on anything that's possibly competitive there.
Yeah, John, don't you know?
You don't understand. I got 150 grand on Bubsy.
Well, see, I just looked it up, Fat Bear Week, because I had no idea what this was. So I just saw Bear wins Fat Bear Week by defeating bear that killed her cub.
Yep.
So apparently one cub got killed, and then it won? Like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's awesome that she got revenge, but...
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's drama in this because, like I said, they track all of their movements. They have camera feeds and stuff like that on, like, you know, the more popular spots where the bears would show up and stuff. Like,
yeah, they had to like take down the live feed and like censor it because the mauling was so graphic between the bears.
Well, yes, that usually is.
I didn't know. I don't know if you guys know this, but bears are assholes.
Yeah. And they're terrifying.
But why are they friend-shaped?
That is true. They are friend-shaped until they decide you're no longer a friend.
They made a bottle of honey look like a bear, so bear is good.
Bears are very huggable looking.
They are. And, you know, they love honeyhead kids.
Honey what?
Honeyhead kids. This is a deep cut from a bygone comedian. I think about three of you will understand that reference. Mm.
Maybe. Why don't you explain the joke and make it funny?
I don't know the comedian.
Do the stand up.
That's
right
funnier
now.
Actually.
When you tell the inside joke that you're not inside of.
Guys, you heard of this inside joke? Can you tell me about it?
Please. Nobody will tell me why this is funny. I just keep saying it.
Oh man! So what's really funny about this is that on the call before we actually start recording, we talk for maybe 30 minutes about nothing at all, and we talked about bears the entire time. And they were like, "Jake, what's the topic for today?" And I was like, "Boy, you have no idea. You're already talking about it."
You are correct.
Oh man, shout out to my friend Sean, who growing up just irrationally terrified of bears.
No, I think that's the right way to be about bears.
But no, like he's like conspiracy level about bears. Like the CIA is training bears and
Wait, what?
And the government's going to send bears after us, and then it just kind of devolved into like bears are secretly ruling the world.
What was his feeling on Cocaine Bear?
You know, I'm going to text him right now, and then at a certain point during the episode, I will report back.
Yeah, just to say, hey, what are your feelings about Cocaine Bear?
No, dude, Cocaine Bear was just the only bear with tiger blood.
It's a psyop. It's a psyop.
Should we give more bears cocaine?
Yeah, of course.
Well, we're already giving dolphins LSD, so why not?
And nothing bad came of it.
We gave dolphins LSD. What's the story?
Yeah, you don't know the story.
It was a thing in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. That was a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we gave lots of things LSD. I just didn't know dolphins were the first one of them.
Yeah. I'll explain this because it's horrible, and I'm not gonna let you guys do it. A guy thought that he could. So dolphins have a enormous brain, and they actually have their own language and stuff like that. And there was a lot of research into how they speak. Then the LSD came along, and he was like, "I think we could do something about this." And so what started off with a dolphin in a flooded house with a woman that it would try to communicate with and live with, so that way they could develop a connection, turned into this woman and this dolphin doing LSD together because he thought it would bond them together better. It didn't at all. In fact, the dolphin was like an adolescent, so he got like really, really aggressive, and not in a, you know, mean way, but in a very gross way. It got bad. It's wild. Go read this. Oh, actually, you know who talked about this? Atrocity Guide on YouTube. Shout out Atrocity Guide. Great YouTube channel, does great documentaries on stuff. Please go watch her stuff. We do some weird stuff with animals.
That was in the '60s, if I remember correctly. I remember that whole thing now. It was a woman named Margaret, and she was in a half submerged place, and there was some things going on there.
There's some weird stuff, but
hear me out. Bears, ayahuasca.
Oh Jesus.
Oof. That sounds great. I don't want to be there, just to be clear. I don't want to be there when these things happen, but I definitely want to read about it later when a YouTuber tells me.
I want to be about 8 inches of bulletproof glass and we'll talk.
There's videos of near oil pipelines and stuff like that, where they're like, you know, draining it out or whatever, and the old barrels, the big, you know, oil drums and stuff like that, that they just sort of toss off to the side because they're not useful anymore, and the bears go over and like huff the fumes out of the out of the barrels, and they get a little high and fall over, and then they're like, "That was great. I'm going to go do that again." So
there are like reindeer will eat psychedelic mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Yes. Isn't that the idea quote behind like Santa?
Sure. I don't really buy that.
No,
story,
I don't either. I'm just saying that that's like part of like one of the theories or something about it. But
Santa's all reindeer are just they're just tripping.
Yeah, just tripping, jumping. Well, these people are like, man, those are some special deer, man.
This one deer learned how to talk, and he was like, he found this random child. He's like, listen, man, I ate some stuff last night, I gotta tell you. There was a dude with a giant beard, red coat, sleigh. We were pulling across the sky. We were stopping at every house, man. It was wild. This is definitely something you should tell your parents about.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna tell my parents about that.
Leave your left shoe outside.
The deer is smoking a Marlboro Red. Perfect.
My new favorite Santa worldview. Tim, did we get a cocaine bear response?
Yes.
Wow, that was quick.
It was very quick. All I asked was, "What is your opinion on Cocaine Bear?" Realized I never got your take. Cocaine Bear, a bad idea. Bears are apex predators. They don't need cocaine. Or is this a bear made out of cocaine?
That's some high thoughts right there.
What's he just
took a hit.
Tell your friend to go to bed.
It continues. Because
oh my god,
I sent him the picture of the movie cover.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a movie? I was like, you haven't seen it? I have not. I guess I missed it. Don't give bears cocaine. I don't think anyone needs cocaine. And I was like, that's the real right there. And then, you know, he had to clarify. I mean, I'm not here to stop anyone, but no one needs it for sure.
I mean, was he not aware of the actual event that a bear ingested cocaine and was like...
It's like a semi-true story.
Yeah, that is based on a true event that happened, yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say, though, that was based off of a true thing of like a bear eating... I don't know how much
a brick of cocaine. Yeah, like
some kind of brick and just went completely apeshit.
And for that moment, it was the most terrifying thing in the world because this thing, you're just like, oh my god.
He started like 8 small businesses that all failed in a week.
But they were good ideas, let me tell you.
They were good, just invest in it.
But yeah, so he says he's putting the movie on the list. And I filled him about how it's based on a true story, and he's like, I'm reading the wiki. Shout out to you, Sean, if you ever make it to this episode.
Yeah. 152? Is that where we're at? Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to him for facing his fears and watching the movie.
I know. After all these years, I didn't think he'd ever get past the bears, but, you know, that's the character arc that we all love to see.
Maybe he's taking it as like a how-to on like, okay, if I encounter
a cocaine bear,
yeah, what do I do?
Man, I guess he's never seen the
book
Revenant.
For what you do when there's a cocaine bear that you encounter.
But there's a movie, obviously.
Do you have a large bore rifle? You're fucked.
I'm sorry, but it's not going to work. Do you have a rocket launcher?
Believe me.
Hope you don't miss.
If you shoot it with a handgun, you will literally just make it matter.
It probably won't even feel it, to be honest.
No.
At that point.
No, it'll feel a sting, but it won't do anything.
You're like, oh, that bee was really big.
Yeah, it was like a video the other day. I saw it. It was like a bear just running straight through a barbed wire fence because like its cubs were nearby. And just the sheer fact, it just went boom right through that. And went almost right after a truck, and I was like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, a full-size grizzly bear will flip a truck over.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, they're big animals. Like, that's why those goblins were stupid for a big bumble.
That's true.
They could have killed them.
For the last time, they needed a mascot.
Yeah.
Jake is forever on the side of the bumble brashers.
I can
Jake is on the side of animal cruelty, yes.
Whatever. I can barely believe that we haven't started this episode yet. So, in the...
It was your fault.
Look at Kelly's face, just like, why am I here? Why am I on the show?
I'm only here for Jake's transitions from the band.
see if he's landing.
Let's see if you guys take cocaine makes your trip faster.
Last episode, you guys finally finished the fight that Mela started, and you had taken some time to help the town recover from the attack. Luckily, the town came together. It's a small town, so there's a lot of people there to be able to help out. But the trip is ahead of you. So what are you guys doing? Are you guys finishing out the day? Are you going to, like... are you going to finish out the day and go in the next morning? What's your plan here? Where are you guys at?
Because it was had finished the day and we were about to leave.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
He
brought the horses. Kezra was fine. Perfectly right. Fine. Nothing bad happened with him.
Nothing weird at all.
Nothing weird. No standing in... Grimshaw's room, staring at him, as you do.
No, that definitely happened.
I checked every roadside ditch and whorehouse. He was not in any of them.
There's only 3 buildings in this town.
he was not in the trough. So
two
I
of them are whorehouses.
Yeah, I think the book says that the main things are just like the two taverns. So you walk up just like
two taverns.
Where's the whorehouse? I'm looking for a friend. They're like, what are you talking about?
I just like this town is two taverns and like three houses at least. Well, yeah, five houses maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of farms outside of like the main like town square, but yeah. Well, so you guys set off. So it says it's a 3-day journey. I don't remember if that was a walking journey or a horse ride, but even though, I think it's fair to say that you guys do cut it short with your horses. So if you guys want to talk about anything, if you want to kind of plan out kind of what you want to do, you know, you're going to a quarry. Canton Jotaro did give you a sort of rudimentary map. I'll see if I can draw one for you, because I can't give you the one that's in the book.
Why not?
Because there's details on that. What are you guys thinking when you're getting on the road here? Is there anything you guys want to talk about on the way?
I think Benson's more or less just going to be focusing on the map, preparing himself. Yep. Probably not too terribly talkative.
Yeah. Elk is actually going to be concerned about something, and that was the remaining person that we never killed. They ran. So he's going to bring that up.
Tim got him.
No, there was the person shooting the arrows that we missed.
Yes.
And so that just simply means that we're not going as... Let me put it this way. It depends if they come back and relay that we've killed Malus and all the people with them, so they are probably going to have higher preparations ahead of us.
They will most certainly be waiting. That's always been the case.
We made too much noise at that city for them not to know we're coming.
And they'll know by just the fact that Malus hasn't returned already, that he's dead, even before the archer gets back to them.
Is there any way for you to keep an eye out for tracks? Perhaps they're headed to where we're going.
Yeah. Yes, I can. I've been on the lookout for that, actually. But
yeah, go ahead and roll survival, see if you can see any tracks. It did rain that night.
Yeah.
So that means one of two things. Either there are muddy footprints, or they have been washed away, whatever sign was there. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's one or the other at that point, because I was thinking that. I was like, well, if it's muddy, like, the deep grooves, but at the same time, like, if it was a wash,
it's
useless. Oh, not a bad roll, though. That's a 28.
28. You find no sign of anybody.
Look yours. So far, I don't see anything. But then again...
Well, then the best thing we can do is stay on our guard.
Yes, that's all. We'll take shifts, full rest.
Which way are we heading? Are we heading... south? Are we heading inland to, like...
It says, to reach Summershade Quarry, the PCs must follow the Yolubilis River upstream from White Rock another 50 miles. So I guess it would be west? I guess it depends on what direction the Yolubilis River is going.
It's only 15 miles?
50.
50, okay. I was like, 15, that's like nothing.
I can walk that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can walk that, but horses will cut that down.
Yeah.
Instantly. I mean, yeah, even 50 isn't that bad. On horseback.
Yeah, so... let's see.
So are we trying to stay close to the river, then?
I mean, the road follows it, so it would be the most direct and less... like the easiest path to walk. Also, you're on horse, so you don't want to take that like through the woods.
Right. Yeah. I was just wondering how close we were to the river.
Yeah. Like I said, the road here follows the river sort of just all the way down. So, let me see where this stuff is, and then so you go from White Rock and you follow the river down and then east, and then it ends up at Summershade Quarry. So the river splits, go west and east, and then Summershade Quarry is taking the east pass. Yep, 50 miles. So you guys are walking, it'd be three, but I believe you cut it down to a 2-day.
Okay, that works. Well, I mean, in that case, though, I mean, like, we're definitely looking for tracks or traps or, like, you know, just a case of foot. I mean, because just trying to remember the history of this place, the quarry itself is abandoned. Or
yes. So they were mining in it. They remember they dug too greedily and too deep. And then they found that monument or that shrine to Minderhall. They felt like the whole place was cursed. Like bad vibes just all around after that, and they felt like they unleashed something. And so Jantik Caltero, a good man that he is, was just like, I'm not putting these, you know, workers in danger anymore. And it started to run dry anyway. So he was like, we're just getting out. We're going to pack him and leave. We don't need to explain anything.
But there's nothing else in this general area?
Nope. I mean, even on the map that I pulled up a minute ago, there is, yeah, not really. I mean, it's a lot of empty stuff here. Okay. I mean, obviously there's places in there, but you know, it's probably other adventurers or something like that that deal with this kind of thing. So, so you guys get to a certain point and you decide to bed down. Go ahead and do whatever kind of rolls you wanted for the evening, either survival or whatever you wanted to do to help set up for the camp.
Yeah, I'll do survival to kind of hide everything.
Okay. Yeah,
just because I know that we're heading into a more trafficked area that is more adversarial. So
yeah,
can I help Elkwood?
Sure. Roll survival and then see if you aid him. The Raymaster made it to DC 15. Is that what I heard now? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's actually good because I rolled a 15.
Oh, there you go. So it was what, a plus 2?
Great question. I'll say plus 2 because it's going to be inconsequential, but I do want you to get that big number.
It's a 30.
Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah, the 30, the small number. Yeah. Good Lord, Mark.
Oh, it was a 28, but then became a 30.
So. And then it became a 30. You feel like you hit it pretty well. You find a sort of along the river, you find a spot where you could actually like kind of climb under sort of a ridge, and you're able to hide there. So the river would cover any noises. The sort of ridge would block anyone seeing the fire from a distance.
Yeah, pretty much that was it. Just making sure everything's blocked.
Sure. I'll go ahead and make me perception checks while you guys are kind of just hanging out, eating your jerky and drinking your water.
Playing checkers, drinking Colombian coffee.
Playing cards. That is a 34.
22.
Yeah,
34. 32.
Ooh.
Nice.
You know, for the hell of it, American. Oh yeah, God, Vimir definitely percepts. Vimir got 32. I didn't realize
this. Benson also actually got a 32. God,
I didn't realize his perception was a plus 19.
So clearly Grimshaw is just sort of lost in his own thoughts, especially with what the past day, with kind of what he's been through here.
Yeah, with Kezra almost killing him, a long, hard journey. Yeah,
allegedly.
He's beat.
Yeah.
More just scared. Allegedly. More just a scare.
Just a scare among friends.
Wait, you never threatened to kill one of your friends?
I've never snuck into somebody's room butt naked with a weapon.
You know, like, oh,
that's just Kezra.
Let's be honest, Tim. When was the last time you did your last desk pop?
Last what?
Tim doesn't know that reference.
Desk pop. It's a shame. It's a great movie.
Yeah, I don't watch
Tim
movies.
Tim guys, Tim look watches wholesome movies and wholesome shows.
I mean, honestly, the last movie I watched was Snoop Dogg's Underdog movie, so not really. It's just I just don't watch movies often. I was like, a long
I did
time
shame.
Ago.
What? Look it up and watch the other guys, Tim. You'll thank me later.
I'll add it to the list.
This list is 30 movies
long. The list
long.
That I don't watch.
I actually started a movie list, so I need to start going down that. So the rest of you, as you're sort of setting up, you all sort of turn to each other because off in the distance you hear something that sounds like,
possible bodybuilding competition.
You just finished a rep.
Some dude out there deadlifting in the woods.
Sounded like two.
Hide the creatine.
Sounded like two. Hide the beef. Two words that you wouldn't be able to understand, especially from the distance. But it sounded like it echoed far from wherever it was, and it sounded mad.
It sounded mad. Oh yeah. God! All right.
Well, we know we're approaching a shrine to the god of stone giants, so probably shouldn't worry about any loud noises, right?
Oh, God. I forgot. Yeah, those stone giants.
Oh, my God. I want to fight giants. I hope it's giants.
Man, these animals are pretty loud out here, huh?
Yeah, so... Well, it depends if you consider them animals.
What do you mean? It sounds like some sort of, like, bear or something.
Possibly on cocaine. Yes.
No, it's a bear on Pesh.
Right, like the one play. I get it.
No, Mark. Coke exists in every universe.
That's true, it does. No, well, the fact that we're heading towards a quarry that the god of stone giants, at least, there might be something there that's larger.
You want to go scout ahead, Elkwood? Make sure there's nothing concerning up?
Well, of course, but not middle of the night.
Is it the middle of the night?
Yeah, I thought you said
we were just hanging out.
I thought we were bedding down.
Yeah. It's definitely nighttime, so that's why I said you guys are just sort of shooting the shit.
I mean, I do have the ability to see in the dark if you wanted me to check.
Oh, fucking brag about it. Okay.
I can also see in the dark.
I dark vision.
Sorry, vanilla human. Oh.
Well, yeah, like, even then, though, I mean, like, you gotta also make sure you're stealthing. Well, your stealth isn't terrible, right?
He's got that thing on his armor.
I have really sick armor that helps me. Yeah, I have a shatter rune.
Oh, the shatter. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
It gives you a +2, so that means your stealth check's only a -5.
Actually, my stealth is pretty good. I have a +16.
Okay.
Oh, not bad at all. Sneeze at.
Not bad. That was not the worst.
I cast invisibility as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Kezzer, you wanna work your magic?
Yes, I have to touch you first. And he just holds the goal.
There's just more awkward sexual tension between us. Or it looks like sexual tension, but you don't really know.
It's more like murderous.
The amount of homoerotic things we have in the show would rival a JoJo show. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It just does.
Just more murderous intention.
Yeah. One of my somatic components is I got a stroke.
All right. Kezra, you are casting invisibility on Grimshaw, and Grimshaw, you're going to take a little sneak up.
That's a spell you cast at range, right?
I don't have to. If you don't want to. I've got some lotion that makes the spell go on easier, too.
Lotion of Diddy?
Oh, no.
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 Damn it, John.
Too far. I'll take this down a dark hole.
I'm taking this podcast
down.
Oh,
my God.
Everyone with him.
Yep, invisibility.
Excellent.
Invisible. You are invisible, Grimshaw.
I'm invisible. I have greater stealthing shatter runes on. I'm sneaking around. I'm going to head in the direction of what I think is an animal, because no one clarified that it was a humanoid.
Don't tell.
No, I said it's just the idea that it could be something else.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It sounded like a dude bench pressing. It's just, unfortunately, since it's middle of the night, unless it's a super clear night and a full moon, elk is also kind of useless.
Yeah.
Because it would be stupid to carry a torch.
Right. All right.
I'm stealthing.
Oh, God, Jake. I rolled like a 50, but I have a torch out. Do they just not see the fire?
Nope.
They're like, wow, that torch is just hovering.
Yeah, I was going to say, they just see a torch walking. Like, what the hell?
Oh, wild, shoot it! A wild torch bug.
It's a magic torch. Grab it. All right. You, Grimshaw, I'm going to bring you to the map.
Ooh.
All of your tokens will be on this, but only Grimshaw will be the one actually here.
And you were there?
Oh. Oh, shit.
That's a cozy looking fire.
Oh, it's cozy and slightly creepy.
This is a campfire. Now, I want you to look at the scale of this because.
Yeah.
Holy crap, yeah.
Those logs are 10, 20 feet long. Probably more than that because they're a bit angled. And the bonfire itself fits into a 20 by 20 square. It is very big. But here's what you see.
Can I make a guess?
Well, go ahead.
Three giants arguing about mutton.
You see one, two giants that look like this.
So this giant, loincloth, big belly, looks not the brightest, big club, has some makeshift shoes.
If you said,
I think we all know the Midwestern father giant.
if you said he looked like he was as dumb as a brick, that would be a compliment because bricks take intelligence to make. he looks like a big dumb giant.
You got you a bull. Yeah, that's the voice I imagine.
Yeah, you see another giant that's sitting on another log that looks like this.
Yep. Okay. There they are.
Yep.
This one wearing a bit more clothes than the other one, not just a loincloth. They sort of look decorated with sort of like tribal insignias and different metal that sort of like bent into the clothes and fixed into it. Looks like there's a lot of work that went into their clothes. And they have gray skin while the other ones sort of have pale or tan skin. Mm. And alongside that one.
You didn't mention the sweet flat top she's rocking on her bald head.
That's true. Next to that giant is a bear.
It's a giant bear.
Oh my god, that thing is actually fucking massive.
Check on its snout to see if I see any white powder.
Yeah, go around perception.
Alright, thank you.
I'm zooming in. There's some. It's white on the muzzle.
Is that bear holding a razor blade and a mirror?
24.
24. You look at it, you do not see any powder on its nose. Okay. What you do see is a bunch of scars all over its face and body, meaning this bear has seen some shit and has lived through it.
He's part of the bear mafia.
So, you see that one of the giants appears to have a like swollen eye. Mm. Looks kind of fresh. And you hear them talking amongst each other. What languages do you speak?
I don't think I speak giant. I can tell you that.
It's not called giant.
It's called redneck.
Jotun. Yeah, it's Jotun.
You can tell by the high insight roll that they're arguing that Dale Earnhardt was the goat.
I definitely don't speak Jotun.
Well, it's just Grimshaw for now.
Yeah, it's just Grim.
Nope. So you hear them sort of like, and then the one with the gray skin is like, sounds long and drawn out, but they seem to be a bit more sophisticated or wise. They seem to be talking slowly, more composed, while the other two are just sort of yelling and drooling.
Mm. What about the bear?
Bear's sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Whatever he ate, he's sleeping like a baby. Like a bear.
Oh, okay. So we heard the sound. It sounded like a kerfuffle. I see one of these giants has a fresh shiner.
Oh, yeah.
So we can kind of put two and two together.
The idea here that you're getting is that the two dumb giants got into an argument and the other one is trying to help them work it out.
Yeah, okay. Does it look like they have any, like, bags or satchels kind of sitting out?
Are you actually going to pull a hobbit here?
I'm invisible.
He is invisible.
I have good stealth. And if I need to get away, I got my cloak.
Oh, so, yeah, that's true.
But they would hear the farting.
They would trace it all the way back to us.
They smell it.
I bet you that stone giant can hurl a boulder like a fucking fastball.
Yeah, but do they have dark vision? I don't know.
Probably.
Should I do knowledge society to see if I can recall if they have dark vision?
Yeah, go ahead.
What were you talking about, John? The stone giant's like a straight up Randy Johnson. Just straight up just
RKO. Alright,
so I'm most concerned with the grayskin one. So that's what I'm kind of thinking about. I got a 27 of knowledge 27. Society.
It's just enough to know that this is a stone giant.
Nice.
Stone giants are stoic, reclusive herders and artists who have a rich history and collection of traditions. Hmm. They dwell in caves and tall mountains and craggy ranges, where their grayish skin allows them to blend in with their surroundings, go unnoticed by imperceptive adventurers. Those benign travelers who come across a tribe of stone giants need not worry much, however, for stone giants do not actively invite confrontation or strife.
Oh.
They are, by and large, a peaceful people who seek wisdom through exploration of nature and long meditations of the elements of the natural world. So they sort of have more like a natural, like druidic society is sort of their deal.
Okay.
I just like stone giants. They're one of my favorite variants of giants.
I love their design. The like flat top sort of thing that they have with their head, and it's like a ridge.
Their Easter Island just fucking head. Yeah.
They're one of my favorite designs. What abilities were you wanting to know about?
I just wanted to know if they had dark vision or not.
They do have dark vision.
Ooh, okay.
Problematic, yes.
Also, like, you know, just kind of recalling that they don't necessarily seek out confrontation, I think gives me pause. Because it's like, well, they're not really doing anything, not hurting nobody.
Yeah, but hill giants, on the other hand.
Yeah, hill giants, I think, are, well, you could always do a check on hill giants.
That's true. I'm going to do a check on the other giants.
Okay. Yep. It's a lower DC on the, yeah, slightly lower DC on the society check for them.
Better. 31.
All right, that is a success to know this is a hill giant. So you want to go read hill giants. Selfish and crude, these rough-skinned raiders are bullies and ultimately cowards. Quick-tempered and fond of violence. That's a nice word, fond of violence. A hill giant gladly raids and pillages the defenseless, but is quick to flee from those who are bigger, stronger, or better organized than they are. A hill giant is never above shoving or tricking one of their own kind to slow down their opponent or get the best loot. So they try to bully the shit out of each other.
So it's like the average D&D player.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I want the best loot.
You know these things are awful and evil and not nice. Is there anything you want to know about them specifically? Because you kind of get that from the... Like, I give you that base, like their societal norms anyway, but...
I think I'm kind of concerned about their detection abilities, so whether or not they have dark vision is concerned.
They have low light vision.
Okay.
So this big bonfire that's like, you know, lighting about 50 feet around it.
Right.
They would be able to see double that pretty much.
Yeah. I think out of curiosity, you know, I probably have 10 minutes of invisibility, Kel?
10 minutes.
Okay. And then how long did it take me to get here?
You have plenty of time.
I think I just want to make. I just maybe I'll just peruse, not get the closest, but just kind of see if things seem like on the level, like they're not bothering anybody, they don't have any hostages, that sort of thing.
You can get up a little bit closer and kind of get a different angle and stuff like that. And it looks like they have a traveling pack.
Okay.
Other than that, you just see like some provisions or something like that. It looks like they might be eating, you know, a bunch of food from something. Yeah. But you don't see anything that looks like they have like a bag of people or something like that. No.
Well, I'm just gonna head on back then because they're just living their best life.
All right. You go back. How do you explain it to your friends?
Yeah, so the sounds were not creatures at all, but giants, a couple hill giants, stone giant. I don't know if you all are familiar with giant kind. Hill giants have a propensity for violence, but stone giants are more more demure, more mindful. They like to seek wisdom.
Benson punches Scrimshaw right in the face.
That was the opposite, Benson. To clarify, that was very hill giant of you.
Yeah, that's what they do right there. That's what they do.
I don't know if that's classist or racist.
But yeah, anyways, one of the hill giants had a fresh shiner, so I think probably got into a scuffle or something. Everything seemed on the level. I didn't see any hostages or, I don't know, nothing seemed out of place. Looked like they were traveling. Oh, yeah, and they had a really mean-looking bear. Looked like it seen some things, been through some things. A bear. A battle-scarred bear.
Oh, it could be Big Bumble.
If Big Bumble went to, like, a weightlifting class and survived a couple wars... Oh, who's Big Bumble?
Benson rips a sword out of the sheet.
Fuck, just come back and finish the job!
It was this Big Bumble. Like, long story. Well, not
have
really.
You never been to Citadel Terrain?
I have, but I don't know of Big Bumble. Maybe I heard the name in passing, but I thought it was the goblins talking nonsense.
Well, not far off. They had a mascot that was a bear.
That's the most. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Believe me. I kill Grimshaw immediately. A lightning bolt strikes him down.
Gene Goblin stabs him in the back.
100 goblins swarm over Grimshaw and pick him limb from limb.
Just, he slides the stiletto through his ribs and he just goes, "I object."
But why?
Is it unusual for them to be out here, or is this just something we can ignore?
For my society checks, does it seem like this is, you know, typical for them to be out here?
So, the issue that's definitely going to come up in your mind is that stone giants and hill giants usually don't get along, for one, because hill giants are stupid and evil, and stone giants... hill giants are stupid and evil. Stone giants are generally pretty peaceful and stuff like that. But it looked like from the stuff that you the stuff that you observed in their gear, it looked like they were traveling. Mm. And you know that you guys are heading in this direction where a shrine of Minderhall is.
Mm. Now that you mention it, Kezra. I don't know if they necessarily live around here, but they were quite prepared for travel. And we did just find out we're headed towards an altar or a shrine of Minderhall. Also, stone giants and hill giants don't really get along. Something doesn't seem right, but it's too early to tell.
Well, they might not normally get along, but there are exceptions to every rule. Maybe this stone giant has kind of cowed them.
Yes.
Is it worth trying to ask them some questions?
I was not able to hear any language that I could understand. Seems they're speaking in their native tongue. Do any of you all speak the language of the giants?
Oh, I've heard tell of the language of the giants, but I've never learned any of it.
Yes, I've never learned it either.
No.
If they, if the stone giant wanted to write down what they were saying, I could use my glasses, but that's... If we could...
Nerd!
You said that.
You didn't look for a journal, otherwise I would totally give it to you.
Rummage through their packs for a journal and just pray that they don't...
I thought perhaps... Where's my diary? Maybe one of them speaks the common tongue.
Perhaps.
Probably would be the stone giant, then.
We don't really have any problems with them, but it would be good to know more about where we're going. And if they don't want to talk, I think we could deal with them.
What, do I know if stone giants speak common?
From that, I already gave you their senses. I don't know if you would know if they speak it, because I don't think that it, like,
You can roll again.
That's true.
Yeah. Go and roll again and see if you remember anything about like how they communicate with like the common, you know, little people.
I don't know. 18.
18. You're not sure. You heard them speaking in their what you assume to be their giant Jotun language, but you're not too sure if you would be able to communicate in your tongue with them.
Yeah. Not sure if they speak common or not. If I was a betting man, I'd say the stone giant would does. But
anybody else can roll society too. I just throw that out.
No one else. I mean, this is my moment.
Nope, we're doing it. Society is being rolled right now.
Okay, I got a 29.
Ooh. Oh, I did too.
Hey. You both remember meeting a stone giant somewhere in Breachville once.
Whoa.
Just a traveler or something like that. And sure enough, it spoke common well enough.
Traveling stone giant.
I was trying to remember that part. I was like, wait, what? Man, I would assume that most... I mean, besides the one that walked to Breachville, but... I have no idea of the hill giant.
Dave, yes. Dave the hill giant?
The stone giant.
Yeah.
Stone giant, he sold watercolors.
He said, just call me Dave.
Really big, though.
Call me Dave.
Wait.
I have many colors to choose.
There is a stone giant that sold watercolors. So that watercolor painting of Breachill in Castle Otterine, that's a Dave original?
Yeah, the one that covers the whole wall.
I was thinking to myself, it was either a very large artist or a small artist a lot of time.
And still,
only a fucking moron would believe a human would paint a picture that big.
Ladders haven't been invented yet.
No ladders.
No ladders.
Only them fancy wizards with their flying spells could get up to 8 feet.
From your one interaction with a stone giant, you remember that one's quite common, so.
Well, we could go ask.
Sure, how do we want to go about this? Do we all want to walk up? We want to have a couple waiting in case something gets dangerous.
Well, if this is not an aggressive stone giant, it probably would be fine to go talk to them, but I also don't want to seem lesser, because those hill giants can be aggressive, so if we show how many we are, they might be less likely to attack.
Yes.
Also, should we wait till morning? I mean, people are more on guard at night, more likely to perceive threats when there are none versus the morning, when they're just like cute bunnies and squirrels hopping around.
I mean, it's common knowledge. You never mess with a hill giant before it's had its coffee.
So we'd have to wait till a little bit after sunrise then.
Yeah.
I'm actually fine with waiting until morning, because even if they up and go, we can just track them.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're going to leave giant tracks.
Right, yes.
I mean, at this point, we'd be able to
find out which way they're going.
That's true.
Yeah, if they're walking away from the quarry, that's, like, best thing. But if they're walking towards
Grimshaw, you would have seen coming up to their campsite, it looked like... The tracks that they had left coming up to that were heading in the direction of the quarry.
Okay.
So more reason to think they're going there, yeah.
My theory is this stone giant's trying to get to that statue of Menderhall.
Yeah, and probably just has these two hill giants with them just as, like, underlings almost.
Yeah.
Let's team up, roll deep with a whole new squad of giants, and just crush this quarry.
Yeah, let's just clean out the Scarlet Triad.
We'll bring them their morning coffee.
Ooh.
Hey, we made too much.
It'll take Benson, Grimshaw, and Kazra to lift those enormous mugs.
Listen, cast enlarge on Benson, and then have him holding that cauldron that we got.
Oh, the cauldron! Yes!
This is a perfect use case for it.
I'm going to brew up the best coffee. We got to run back
to the city. No, Kezra, we can't trust you. We gotta run back to the city and get that barista dwarf and bring her out.
Oh, the halfling?
Yeah, halfling.
We have a need for your services.
Laria, please.
Just pick her up and take her. She can't not come with us.
Plus 19 to craft. I'm a master crafter. I can make
plus the bountiful cauldron gives you another plus two.
That's what the plus two.
Oh, yeah, okay. Plus two, okay.
Don't let Timmy know
that.
I have
a plus zero in intelligence, so the fact that I'm good at crafting is merely dumping skill points into it.
Merely just actual real-life experience in doing it, yeah. All right, well, let's say in the next morning, you guys begin approaching. This map is a nighttime map, but I will say that it is now daytime, so ignore any perceptions that you guys needed to see and stuff like that.
My immersion is now broken.
Sorry. Let me find this exact map on Reddit. Daytime version. Let me message the guy that made it and ask him for a daytime version.
We will
wait. We'll wait.
Yeah. All right, hold on. He told me to go fuck myself? I don't know what that's about.
Nice of him to answer you so promptly.
Yeah, it's crazy. Customer service is really good on Reddit. You guys begin approaching. The fire is still going, and you see that they are. It looks like they are up. The hill giant seems to have another shiner, and the stone giant appears to be dressing it. Mm. They're talking back and forth. What do you guys do? How do you approach
Benson
this?
Benson will walk up and wave his hand and just be very open. Hello!
They all three turn to you once. Bear stands up.
Oh my god.
Is the bear as big as the giants?
Yes.
That'd be so scary. That'd be so goddamn terrifying.
I definitely didn't shit myself.
The bear stands up and you just hear...
Oh, god damn it.
We are travelers wondering if we know... And Benson will address the stone giant. We know of your people that you are... what? What?
What do you mean, you people?
No, not you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Your people.
Yeah, you
said it correctly, but I'm just a goof.
We were wondering if we could barter and trade.
They talk back and forth, and giant, and you can see the stone giant sort of like puts his hands like down, like stand down. He's kind of doing it.
Oh, sort of no. War,
and the hill giants pick up their clubs, but they sort of like step back a bit. And the stone
praise be to NASCAR.
The stone giant goes and he steps over onto a log, and he motions you guys over.
We had the
Benson.
We had the coffee.
Yep.
All right, so you have a cauldron of coffee.
Kesra's carrying a big cauldron of coffee.
We'll approach.
Yeah. Okay. You go ahead and move your tokens.
Elk is going to also pay attention to the bear. Does like bear kind of? I'm assuming not. Like, I don't know. Agitated. It's just kind of like curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly staring at you guys, and you can see its, like, ears are sort of, like, back, like it's, like, expecting something.
Mm. I'm curious.
But it's looking at the stone giant mostly.
Mm. Okay, I was curious if the stone giant's a ranger or a druid.
Mm.
Like, because I know you said they're, like, kind of druidic, but...
Yeah. Animal roll nature on it, basically. You can roll to find out what kind of bear this is.
You might want to take one step back there, Grimshaw. These things probably have at least a 15-foot reach.
No, Grimshaw, go right up there. Just right in the center.
Get up there.
Nature check. I mean, probably wasted on 31.
31. That is a success. This is a cave bear.
Shit.
Larger, stronger, and far more aggressive than its smaller cousins, the K-Bear is a behemoth that avoids civilized lands, preferring to dwell in remote places, much like the Stone Giant. As its name might suggest, a K-Bear makes his den in natural caves, and like the grizzly bear, a K-Bear is fiercely territorial. Unlike a grizzly bear, however, a K-Bear is short-tempered and will make sure its foe is dead before moving on, usually feasting on its prey's soft flesh once it has been incapacitated.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen the skeleton of a K-Bear, by the way?
If you go down, it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Because K-Bears, or I think if that's what they're called in real life, like the K-Bears that went extinct, how freaking big those things are. They're terrifying. Yeah. Like, oh my god.
The scientific name is, that's a fucking bear.
That's a big-ass bear. So you just know this thing to be far more aggressive. Mm-hmm. So it looks like this thing's, like, kind of ramping up. Mm-hmm. But it's looking at the Stone Giant and then looking back at you guys. Like, it's kind of waiting for something to happen.
Yep.
So the Stone Giant steps up and sort of waves you forward.
Information
and also coffee.
That too.
Give coffee first.
Smart man.
Kesra walks up, just Giant. Puts the cauldron on the tree trunk, laying on the ground.
It's 30 gallons of pure Americano.
Just picks it up and the hill giants are like, oh. You'll get your turn.
If we keep this conversation going for 10 minutes, they'll all have to take shits.
Enormous ones.
two minutes later, you hear a very low.
So little do you know, this was actually Death Wish coffee. So it's like highly caffeinated. They're like, God. Gotta get moving.
Oh, so I'm gonna give them all haste. Hold on 1 second.
Quicken.
We've made a technical error.
They're quicken, but it's a superpower.
They're quicken, but they have to roll a fortitude save. Otherwise,
as long as they pass a fortitude save, they don't shit themselves and lose haste. Anyway,
as he is enjoying his hot beverage, Ben says, "Like, I can't help but notice. I think we're headed in the same direction." I think you're heading to a quarry, are you not?
Sort of narrows his eyes.
A quarry that may or may not contain a statue of Minderhall.
He looks to the hill giants.
We have information that the quarry is occupied by some...
We have no...
By some... foes that we have been tracking. Are you aware?
We have no interest in the actual, I'm going to assume, temple underneath the quarry. We're only concerned with wiping out the people that are inside of it.
As you say that, he looks back and forth again. And you just hear, and he looks down at you all as he stands high above you and goes, "You will be good tribute for Jagaki."
Ah, shit.
Please roll initiative.
They were either going to be allies.
I really thought that was going to work. Sorry, guys.
I mean, better kill him here than better dead here than down in the core.
Baby. Baby Kesra's on it this time. He took a big swig of that coffee.
So you'll go second to last, is what you're saying?
Oh.
Starting early, Tim.
Damn.
Pick up my low perception.
I think Tim needs his coffee at 11 o'clock at night. All right, so let me roll all these guys. They rolled exactly like you would think.
Yeah, they're very... dopey. Yep.
Perception. I mean, yeah, their perception's good, but it's they're giant. So,
yeah.
Benson, what'd you get?
Benson is going to use intimidation, if I can.
You guys were diplomatizing because you guys were trying to like gather information. You were sort of like chit chatting. So,
well, he also gave a clear indication that they were about to attack us.
Yeah, so I've been leaning on this, but I do want to say that, like, when we do initiative, it's really about, like, what you're doing at the time. So, like, although I didn't have you roll initiative, although I didn't have you roll diplomacy, that's what you guys were doing. Okay. So, and because you were the one of the main ones talking, you can roll diplomacy. You have charisma, so it's not a terrible thing for you, but
my initiative's better.
I figured.
So 33. 33.
Damn, not bad.
15 on the die.
Kezra.
35.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Who's this?
He's first now.
Natty 19.
We'll see.
It's almost the best I got.
Yeah, really. Elkwood.
10 on die for a 30. Just perception, because he wasn't interacting with him, because that's the clear non-charisma person here. Like,
yeah.
Just staring at things.
And Grimshaw.
30.
30 as well. And Elkwood is going before you. Okay. So, Kezra, you see, after the stone giant says that, you see all of these go to jump into action, and it is your turn.
Kezra is like, well, found out real quick that plan wasn't going to work. And both of his hands start crackling with lightning as he will fire off a chain lightning to get us started.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So I'll go. I'll start with the hill troll on the right.
These are giants, not trolls.
Whatever. Hill giant.
Okay.
They get really offended, actually, about that. We are not trolls.
Reflexes.
Giants famously good at reflexes.
Kezra's got a lot of reflex save spells, and this is why I wanted giants.
Yeah, I figured. How's a 16?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Well, that's a critical fail.
Oh my god. Hell yes. Oh my god.
Feels it right in his nuts.
Kezra's our secret weapon this blade.
Yeah, it'll chain to the stone giant. Got then it. the other hill giant, and then the bear last.
See if he does any better. Slightly better with a 19.
Critical fail.
Yes.
Critical fail. Alright, and then what after that?
The other hill giant.
The other giant.
This is about to be the highest damage.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my gosh. I haven't rolled it yet because I want to be surprised.
24.
Regular success.
Regular success, okay.
Wait, success?
Regular fail, right?
Sorry.
Regular fail. I knew what you meant. I don't know why I repeated it.
I was like, wait, what?
Said, Kelly, that's not right.
I'm done.
Dummy.
And then the bear.
And then the bear.
Yep.
All right. 20. Bear rolled the best. 27.
Still a fail.
Okay. Still a fail.
Wow. All right, so Kelly.
Let's fucking drop this damage bomb.
So on 8d12.
Oh my god. Alright.
54 damage. So 108 okay. To the critical failures.
Oh my god.
Yep. Minus 108.
That's probably the most damage I've ever done at one time.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt in my mind. Yeah. That is the highest damage.
Alright, and then 54 to the regular fails.
A total of 324 damage.
Oh, goodness God. Gracious.
Oh, baby. What?
Holy
you
shit.
You wouldn't have to have another one of those in the pipe, do you?
Yeah, for real.
You got it right, I do.
I mean, okay, so here's the thing. The stone giant crit failing is probably better, because I think they're stronger than hill giants in general, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they probably weren't expecting that.
Nope. Nope, sure.
All right, the strategy just became get in front of Kezra at all fucking costs.
Literally.
Now, with my last action, Kezra will... Let's see. He's just going to... He'll just cast shield.
Shield. Benson, it's your turn.
I feel like running up to attack them is a really stupid thing to do. So...
It's tough because they'll have reach, so they don't even need to get close to us to hit us, which is hard.
Yeah.
You can always intimidate as one of your actions.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll intimidate the giants. I mean, I can probably do it. It's just not... I mean, I know it's going to be almost impossible.
I don't think... Pardon me? It depends if they have high will or not. Like, they might not be very willful. I mean, we know they're not very reflexive. They're probably stacked with fortitude, but I doubt that their will is...
And your intimidation is so good that
yeah.
you'll probably get
I am a master.
This small folk scares me.
So what do you think? Intimidate, move to protect Kezra. Shield. Yep. That's such a annoying turn though, because I don't need to raise my shield.
You could aid. Well, you like to save your action for your strike.
Yeah. I feel like going first here was actually kind of not good for me.
Right.
I mean, you can't hold it if you want to, like. Yeah.
But I'd rather be closer to you.
Well, that's very cute.
I mean, you can just run up and engage them so they have to go through you to get to me. I mean, that's the other option. You can intimidate.
Yeah, but they can probably pretty easily go through me.
Intimidate and run up and get in their grill. All
right.
Yeah, because
you're Benson the motherfucking run black. Up.
Yeah.
That's entirely true, and I'm about to be Benson the motherfucking dead.
Well, I see. And that's the thing. Like, we all rolled actually fairly good for our initiative, so. Yeah.
Yes, you're all going before all of them. So.
Try to frighten it first.
Yep. I did try to frighten it. I just moved up as a... Where's my D12? Keep losing it.
Here.
Oh. Yeah, that might actually work. I gotta pull it up. I already know what my thing is, but... Tim, 15,
21.
36.
Holy shit.
36.
Whoa.
That is exactly a critical success on this thing, actually.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, on the stone giant?
On the stone giant, yeah.
No these guys, way.
They're not ready.
Yeah, they were not prepared.
Okay, going for the swing.
Let me get frightened on here. There we are. All right, what's your attack?
So that was a 15 on the intimidation check.
Yeah.
That's a 17 on the attack.
Oh my god, dude.
All right. Frightened too.
So that is 37.
37 with the frightened two. That is a critical.
Oh my god.
I feel like that shouldn't exist. I feel like that shouldn't have happened.
Incredible.
He, the stone giant was recoiling from this lightning bolt that ripped through his body. Chunks of stone fell off of him, and he recoils. And then he's like frightened as he sees you just running up to him, and he's like, "Oh!"
So that is going to be.
It's like, oh god, I thought you were just level 5 adventurers.
That is 31 points of damage.
Alrighty.
How can it be 31 if it's doubled?
Oh, yeah. It
should be an even number.
Oh, you're right. 30. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm stupid.
You're good.
Everyone knows this.
No, you're good.
I think we have Tim. He's the only one who caught that.
You know, I just take what you guys say.
That was 80 points of damage.
You kill it. Yeah. So,
no, I wouldn't.
After Benson, it comes to Elkwood Grimm.
Okay. So the stone giant, how is it looking? Just
it is looking bad. It's looking pretty bad now.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
I feel like if we can do enough damage on the first salvo, we might actually scare the hill giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because, I wish
I scared their boss and hit the shit out of him.
Yeah, because I was kind of hoping I didn't announce it, because, I mean, there wasn't any reason for hunting prey before combat, so I'm not going to do that. I was paying attention to the bear as well.
The whole conversation's happening, and Elkwood just like zooming in on the bear.
That's a big ass bear.
That's a fucking bear.
That's a big bear. Yeah. So he's going to hunt prey on the stone giant.
All right.
And he's going to unleash a two action hunted shot.
All right.
On this thing. It is composite longbow. So it's a 24 to hit. Sorry. That's a plus 24 to hit. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, that's quite low for you.
No, yeah, no.
Is your plus to hit on your hunted prey take into account the plus one you get from the hunter's arrowhead?
That's only if I'm like within two of missing. And then
that's the reaction. There's a passive plus one to your hunt prey for survivals and attack rolls.
No.
No. If you have that on your sheet, you might be able to just like click that on and leave it.
Actually, no, never mind. It's an item bonus, so it's not cumulative.
Oh, so
that's what I was thinking. It's plus one item bonus to survival checks and attack rolls against any creature you currently designate as your prey.
Yeah, so that makes sense because you got it really early, before you had feasibly have magic magic items. Yep.
Okay. So anyway, that's a plus 24 to hit. That is a 40 to hit. That's 18 on fucking die. Wait.
Yep. That's a 40 total. You say?
Attack roll 40. 42 technically.
42. Well, it was a crit at 40 anyway. So.
Oh no.
Good lord.
Oh no, you got a sweet spot, the parabola there.
Are you attacking the stone giant?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was... Alright, so that's a crit?
Yes, that was
beautiful. Alright.
Boom. I was definitely paying attention, not stepping up to get water.
Oh, holy shit. Oh, God, so many D8s. Because that's 4D8 plus 2D6 plus deadly. That is 67 points of damage.
Jesus. Please describe your kill.
Holy shit.
God damn. Oh, alright. I'm just saying, that's a 8, 3, 5, 1, 5, 5, and then a 5, 1 deadly. So it just... Oh my god.
I never... If you came up to me and be like, okay, this is a CR-appropriate fight, do you think you can ever have the possibility to one-shot a stone giant? I'd say no. There's no way. There's no chance. God. They're too beefy. They're too big. What the fuck?
Yeah. So, and the thing is, you just critted him too. So it's just like... Three so the electricity goes through...
Yep.
The electricity crits goes through. Benson runs up, slashes, just devastates him. And then, like, right where Benson hit, it was just, like, the perfect spot where there was, like, a vital organ, and the arrow just goes right through it. And it just drops him.
You'll make a one good sacrifice.
Just gets iced instantly. We're like, I'm taking our coffee back. And we cut open his stomach.
Wait, you say that. You're like, you'll make a good sacrifice. 6 seconds later, boom, dead.
Just dead. A corpse.
as he falls, he reaches up at the mountain in the distance, and he's just like, Jagaki, help. Alright.
Is it a quarry in the mountains?
It's at the base of one, yeah.
Okay.
He said Chuchaki?
He said what seems like a name. Jagaki.
Yeah, Jagaki.
Okay, well. I got no more actions.
Shiitake, the mushroom.
That's all the actions you had?
Yeah, those were all my actions.
That's all my actions.
Just a killing blow to the enemy.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
I mean, I have to switch my targets because y'all killed that one.
Just an insane rat.
Yeah, it does not make sense.
Not saying this couldn't swing the other way. There's still three very dangerous enemies in front of us, but I was really worried about that stone giant.
Yes, I was as well. I was extremely concerned. So now I am going to charge forward. I just, like, I got a straight line to the hill giant that's to the east. It seems like it's by a tree. One action to move. Second action, I'm going to use my deception to feint it. See if I can catch it off guard.
I don't know, this guy seems pretty sharp.
That is a 37 against Perception DC.
Perception DC. Yes, that is a critical because it is very bad at perceiving. So,
guys, after this, I think we should just like become giant hunters.
That's until we run into a rune giant.
Right.
Fuck this.
Yeah. So I think you're off guard to me until like my next turn.
I thought it was off guard to everybody. Is that,
no,
is
it's
that
just
not,
to me. It's just to me.
Off guard forever.
End of my next turn. So I don't even have to fate next round. Because
Alrighty.
And then last action is a strike.
and off guard. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. 34.
34. That'll be a hit, my friend.
Even though it's off guard.
Even though it's off guard.
The only loser who didn't crit with their turn.
Damn, Grimshaw.
Really, you need to start pulling your weight here.
Hey, just be thankful I hit.
Yeah, I was just thinking that you didn't fall and kill character. Yourself on your sword. Or Morningstar.
16 points of bludgeoning.
The one time I choose a sword instead of my Morningstar, I fall right on top of it.
All right. Goes up, you stab this thing in the knee, and it's like... after that, and that's the end of your turn right there. Okay. It is the cave bear's turn. Cave bear.
I'm more scared of the cave bear than the hill giants.
Yeah.
The cave bear frothing at the mouth with anger goes jumping at... I'm going to move the giant out of the way. goes jumping at Benson.
Oh! Makes sense.
And so it is going to do, so it's going to do something called Rush. Great band. So pretty much what this means is that it is going to, it's going to run and then get a strike at the end of its movement here.
Hmm.
So it's going to go strike up with the claw.
Similar to Sudden Charge.
Yeah, pretty much. 34 to hit.
That just hits.
Just hits. All right. So here is what's going to happen. So it's going to be... hold on a second.
It's going to grab you and it get for free because of its monster ability. It gets 8 attacks on you.
It kind of feels that way. So 18 points of slashing damage.
Liberating step. So it's 5 points of slashing damage and you get a free step backwards.
So here is where I went looking for this.
Okay.
So apparently the damage sort of happens all at once and all of the things that happen are there.
Okay.
So if he can't, so I don't think that he could step if he is grabbed immediately.
Okay. Well, I just use liberating step on the grab then.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, so
if a creature has the ability to grab after an attack, they get the grab, and then I activate Liberating. Okay, is that what you're saying?
Activating it, it's, yeah. The way that I was reading it is all a bunch of discussions about it. And to me, it just kind of makes sense, but you still have something against it. Not like... Yeah. So, okay. All right, so he grabs, you use liberating step,
he gets an attempt, a free attempt to escape.
Yeah.
Right away.
That was a minute.
Yeah.
That was
instead of a step.
So,
Exactly.
What am I rolling for that?
You can roll an attack, like an unarmed attack roll, or an athletics
maybe?
Athletics to escape. Generally.
I do believe my athletics will be better there.
You just flex out of this grab.
Yeah, your unarmed attack would just be your sword minus your item bonus.
Yeah, so be a minus 2 to it, so whatever the basic is.
Oh, that might actually be better. Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Okay.
Unarmed strike. So minus 2.
Yep.
Tim, 18 plus 14.
32.
So you succeed. So you're able to get out of that.
And then you get to take a free step.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, and I actually didn't know this, whether or not, it needed to escape your ally, the ally can then step as a free action if it's able to move.
That's cool.
Okay.
So you get, that's actually more broken than I thought.
Is the escape check free, or does he have to use a reaction?
They said the ally can attempt to...
They said free action, right?
The ally can attempt to break free of effects grabbing, restraining, mobilizing, or paralyzing. They either attempt a new save against one such effect that allows a save, or attempt to escape from one effect as a free action. Whether or not it is needed to escape, the ally can then step as a free action if it's able to move. So you can get
two free actions.
You don't even have to use a reaction. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, and then I'm going to take my free step and step next to you.
Okay.
So that...
Yeah, these things probably both have reach, but you know.
Yeah, still.
The bear clearly does not, because it has to take another step to get up to him.
Then the bear pulls out a halberd.
Halberd bear.
All right. Next is the hill giant. So this is the one that's on the far side.
Okay.
It is going to... so this is the one that actually succeeded. So it is going to run up to Kezra.
Bring it up. No, bring it on.
I don't want this to happen.
Suplex him.
It has a tree trunk as a weapon.
I'm
very clear about this. And then it is going to swing out at you. 26 to hit?
Miss!
Whoa. Miss.
Because
you cast the shield.
Yep. And then swing again. For even lower, actually. That was a miss with the map. All right, and then the other hill giant is going to go after Kezra as well.
Oh, man. What a jerk.
Let me make sure it can actually get there. So 5, 10, 15, and then 20 to there. So it's got to do two actions to get there. But it gets up directly behind Benson, but within reach of Kezra.
Yeah, you're popular.
Oh, actually, the other one would have been able to reach too, so give him a little step back. All right, one great club strike on you. 33 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. There's going to be 32 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ooh, fuck.
Heavy hitters.
Yep.
That's what I was worried about with these hill giants.
Kezra, they're using a tree.
Kezra's going to break his shield to absorb some of that damage.
Okay. So here's what happens, though. So he used something called wide swing. So it goes up and it swings at you, and then the club comes swinging around, and it actually is going to make an attack on Elkwood as well.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
39 to hit.
Ooh.
Not a crit, though.
Okay.
You know what's really fucking annoying? These things are 5 feet out of my Wretched Strike distance.
Oh, yeah. Didn't plan for that, but maybe the Hills Giants did. You don't know.
They're smarter.
24
than
points of bludgeoning damage.
We got to work around all these paladins, guys.
How much you say? 24.
24 points of bludgeoning damage. So at the end of the round, you hear something coming from the west.
Oh no!
As you see.
Oh boy.
Another chain lightning target, I think.
Pretty much, yeah. You see a hill giant.
Fuck.
He has a cow, an entire cow, under his arm. Just holding it. You remember Cho'Gall from Heroes of the Storm, how he can hold his horse? Yeah. That's what he's doing. He's holding a cow like
he's
that.
He's got a cow as a weapon.
Looks like the cow's head was, like, clubbed in.
Oh.
Dude's definitely going to throw this cow at us.
Oh, my God.
That's breakfast.
Thank God they brought us lunch, boys.
You also see what appears to be another stone giant.
Fuck.
Man.
And another bear.
God.
Oh.
One, two,
and all I
three,
see is more chain lightning.
Five. Yep.
I thought when he was calling out, he was just like, it was just like wishful thinking.
Yeah.
So here's what happens is, as you hear these things coming towards you, and then a boulder comes hurtling through the air.
Sounds
at Kezra.
Dang.
I'll see you guys next time.
No!
We can kill him all, Jake. Just give us one more round.
More targets for the lightning.